From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The voter registration deadline for Utah's primary elections is today at 5 p.m. The June 30th election will be held almost entirely by mail, with the exception of San Juan County. Seven counties will have drive-up locations and hand out mail-in ballots to registered voters that didn't get one in the mail. To vote in the Republican primary, you must be registered with the party, and voters aren't allowed to participate in both the Republican and Democratic primaries. Utah's governor would have to inform the legislature of some major emergency purchases under a bill passed by lawmakers yesterday. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
Within 24 hours, the governor would have to tell lawmakers about purchases of more than $2 million that use federal funds and that are made through the no-bid emergency process in a pandemic. Some lawmakers have called for investigations into no-bid contracts the state has entered into during this year's COVID-19 crisis. Republican Representative Val Peterson is the bill's sponsor.
This is just to make sure that we continue to exercise our proper rights as a legislature to provide financial oversight.
If signed into law, the legislation would be automatically repealed at the end of 2021. Governor Gary Herbert declined to comment on the bill. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The city of Monticello will no longer have a police force come the end of June. The council voted to disband the police force earlier this month because they have had problems filling positions long term. City officials had budgeted around $335,000 for the force last year, which Mayor Tim Young says is a huge expense for a city of around 2,000 people.
I think it's probably something that a lot of small towns are going to start looking at, just because financially it's really hard to justify that cost.
The San Juan County Sheriff's Office will oversee public safety in the city and will hire the former Monticello chief. Utah announced 495 new COVID cases yesterday, the second largest single-day increase since the start of the pandemic. Health officials also reported three more deaths, raising the state total to 152. And under an executive order issued by the governor yesterday, nine rural counties will move to the green new normal phase of COVID risk today at 1. The Mountain West continues to experience local spikes in cases of COVID-19. Some communities are still trying to use antibody studies to get at unanswered basic questions, including, are safety measures actually protecting first responders? Rosemary Rochford, a viral immunologist with the University of Colorado, along with her colleagues, plan to test about 1,500 first responders and residents in a Colorado county that's a mixture of urban and rural areas.
With first responders, there's not actually a lot of good studies that really focus on them, but they have a lot more exposure to the public and the greater risk for being infected, right? So that's question number one.
Another question is whether they'll be able to validate a finger prick blood test for antibodies, which would make future surveys easier and simpler. A new study from the University of Utah and Johns Hopkins shows a correlation between population size and mortality rates from COVID-19. The larger a population, the higher the death rates. The study published in the Journal of the American Planning Association examined data from 913 counties. It also found the size of a population is more important than population density when it comes to COVID mortality. Researchers hypothesize that in denser areas, there may be better adherence to social distancing and better health care. Former Utah First Lady Mary Kay Huntsman has tested positive for COVID-19, according to her Instagram post yesterday. She was married to John Huntsman Jr., who is vying for the governor's seat in Utah. He also tested positive and tweeted that he is fully recovered. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.